Gently close your eyes. Place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight. Let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in, slowly out. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all inheriting God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. Exhale, relax your neck and shoulders. Allow the chair to totally support you. Holy Spirit, we do give thanks for this moment in communion with you. The energy of God, freedom from weakness, that is strength. Strength is stability of character, the power to withstand, the capacity to accomplish. Strength is physical, mental, and spiritual. All strength originates in spirit, the thought and the word spiritually expressed being the manifestation. And Holy Spirit, we do rely on your strength in our lives. The strength to move each day, the strength to go forward in whatever it is that we choose to do, the strength to know that you are with us every step of the way. Strength allows me to stick with divine ideas. Strength is my patience, my tolerance, my steadfastness and balance. Strength is derived from the balance between my thinking and my feeling. So with strength in the forefront of our minds, let us make our way to that secret place of the Most High. This is our place of peace, love, joy, and faith. It's a place in consciousness that we may go to at any moment and never be turned away. So we start our journey, and as we reach the door, we remember that before we can enter, we must become empty. Empty of emotional and mental baggage, and empty of physical baggage. And we do have the strength to let go. And now we step through the door and we take a seat. And as we do, we feel the love, the light, the peace shower over us, around us, and out into our world to bless others. We are here, Lord. Our hearts are open, our minds are open to your word and truth. We feel the flow and we relax in it. And now, without the sound of my voice, let us use the next few moments to pray, receive answers to our prayers, and to be still. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them as you always do. Guide our steps this coming week. Guide our hearts and our tongues. Lift us above appearances and move us into the infinite. For all our blessings and our joys, we give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and Washoah, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.